Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Al Diaz, author of The Titus House, producer of the film Beyond Hope, a transformational guide. And I also have my wonderful co-host, Cindy Holbrook, the compassionate divorce coach of CoachingForDivorceWomen.com. And today we have a very special guest and a very good friend of mine, Terry Christine, who is the internationally known intuitive life coach, psychic medium, speaker, author, and creator of The Secret Power of Your Master Course and Power Stream, a live online group energy clearing. Most people cannot, she indicates, most people cannot connect to the blocks that hold them back from receiving love, happiness, peace, or abundance. They live their lives being triggered by what another says or does. Simply put, Terry can connect to your energy and reveal when you accepted this block, at what age, and by whom, and then energetically shift this block out of our subconscious so you can bring in all that you deserve in your life. Her website is terrychristine.com. Our topic today is the secret power of you. First, a couple of announcements before we continue. Continue to check back here on Blog Talk Radio and Rewrite Your Story. Host page for upcoming shows and co-host. Also, go to rewritestory.com for very special gifts we are giving away. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on my wonderful co-host, Cindy, and our very special guest, Terry. Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Hi, Al.
Hey.
Hi,
yes.
Cindy.
Go, Cindy.
Terry.
Yes. It's a rah-rah sis-boom-bah over here on both of the girls' side.
Yep. I love it.
Before we get started, Mr. Al, I want to remind our guests that they can go over to facebook.com/group/yourtoxicrelationshipdance. And if you have a comment or a question for Terry during the call, just go ahead and type it in because I do monitor the Facebook page during our calls. And also, you can phone in at 713-955-0561 to ask a question. And Al monitors the chat on the blog page if you click over to the blog page. And welcome, Terry. And go, Al, with your question for Miss Terry.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
So, Terry, the power of you, what's that all about?
So, yes. Really, it's truly connecting to your inner guidance system, that GPS system that has you maneuvering through this world. And what happens is through the years as we're living, we disconnect from it and we go outside and we pull it in because we need a relationship and we're lonely. Or we go outside again and we want a better job and we pull it in and the job's not exactly what we thought it was going to be. But if we would have stayed within and connected fully to our inner knowing, knowing that it just didn't feel right, that you wouldn't be in that situation that you're in.
Okay,
you know how that works.
Yeah, so I get you loud and clear, and yeah, I totally get it. So here, okay, so two things. One is, I want to speak for myself. I didn't realize I had this inner knowing until years later, until I was in my 40s, and it would have been great to have known that, you know, first 40 years of my life, because my life would be totally different. How can a person tap into that and start realizing that we have an inner knowing? Especially, here's the especially part, let's say you just got out of a toxic relationship and you want to tap into your inner knowing so you don't get recycled it all over again, you know. How do you tap into that?
So, first off, you have to clear your mind. You know, I tell most people that you do have to meditate in your life just to clear your mind and the chatter and reconnect from within. And then trust. The thing is that if you're out of a toxic relationship, then you just keep going back thinking what that person did or what you should have done, or that it's going to be a long time before you have someone else, and then you're putting all those internal barriers keeping you from moving forward if it's not a more peaceful relationship with yourself or someone else. But it truly is trusting that you are making these decisions rightfully. You're because there's a reason why you left that relationship, or if you haven't, you're still in it and wanting to, stepping into that and trusting that everything will work out for your best and higher good, because you are not happy and continuing to live in that lower vibration of energy is only going to keep you there unless you step up to step out. Does that make sense?
Definitely makes sense to me. And I have a question, just because I want to hear your answer. So everything that you've said, I 100% agree with. And, you know, I teach my divorced ladies that I work with to tap into their inner goddess, which is basically the same thing as the inner guidance. But it's so much in trusting yourself. But the question that I get a lot is, I'm in this toxic relationship. I'm not ready to let it go. Can it be saved? So what would you say to these women in tapping into their, you know, to live with, you know, to transfer that negative energy to where possibly there is the hope for a better future for the toxic relationship?
Yeah, thank you. That's a really good question. The thing is that if you're in one of those relationships and you think, oh my goodness, I just want them to change. If they just change, then things will be great. The thing is that it all is within you. That if you want something to change, you must change within. So if it really is anything that keeps you from being happy, then you're focusing on the elements that's outside of your life, again, pulling it in because you're not satisfied. Your environment is what you see. Your feelings are what you feel and your true inner knowing. And that if you're not happy, it's you that can change that. Flip the perception or the elements around you. You have to choose to make a decision on if you're going to continue to stay, how you need to adjust to it. I can't really be a very specific person because everyone is living in their world based on their decisions and their upbringing. So they would have to choose that within themselves. But again, it's them that are perceiving through their eyes that I'm not happy because, I'm not fulfilled because. So then what makes you happy? Think about that. Even if you're just writing it down, take a few minutes to just write an outline. What truly makes me happy? Do you want more time for yourself? Do you want someone else to pick up after themselves? You know, things that are just more of a physical level. But there are ways that you can, when you're happy inside, even though on the outside doesn't appear to be that happy, when you shift up, others will either shift up with you or shift out.
I love the way you said that, shift up with you or shift out. I mean, I typically tell them to change the game because they're unhappy with it. And I believe our whole life is nothing but a series of habits from the way we talk and communicate with each other. And so each relationship we have has become a habitual relationship with the tit for tat, the way we talk. You know, somebody says nobody can push your buttons the way family can. So if they know what to say, and so if they're upset or something, they say something, and you're getting upset based on what they said, but you're allowing yourself to get upset. So once you learn to set boundaries and you change your response, the other person has no choice but to change their response because you're changing your relationship pattern, your communication pattern with them. And I love, and I always tell them, the more confident you are, you're either going to fall back in love together and build a stronger relationship, or you're going to realize that you don't want the relationship because it's not good for you. And so I love that the verbiage, again, the shift out, that they're either going to shift up with you or shift out, because I think that correlates with what I typically teach, you know, my clients.
That's right. And, you know, with the programmed patterns, let's think about this. So you're a tiny baby, you come out of the love bubble, and you take your first breath, and what you have to experience is survival. So you look at your caregivers as the complete mechanism of survival, eating, clothing, and putting a roof over your head and creating safety and love. So what you're doing is that you're just a sponge as this little baby, taking in your environment completely, and you're being guided by others, by what they say and do. And as you're taking that in on a deeper level, then you're creating your programmed patterns based on someone else's programmed patterns. Now, what you said, I'd like to go further and deeper into that, because when someone is triggered by what someone else says or does, and if you're in that toxic relationship, don't just look at that person as you, the victim, and they're hurting you by something they're saying. Flip a switch and tell yourself, why am I feeling that? It's not about his words. It's about something that I've taken in. Take a minute and say, when was the last time I felt that? That feeling, not the experience, just the feeling of what that experience is showing you. And then ask yourself, gosh, this feeling is really uncomfortable. When did I feel this when I was little? How old was I? And let that date or that age come in. Just don't dig it out of your head. Just boom, let it pop in. And then by whom? Who was I experiencing this at that age? And I'm telling you, the age, the time, and by whom will pop into your head. And that's your moment to say, wow, Dad made me feel not worthy to be able to be a little girl, or not satisfied for me to be in his world, you know, vice versa, giving and receiving. And you can take that scenario in any part of a family member, but it really goes back to, as the child takes in the false belief, cements it into the subconscious, and then here we are, 30, 40, 50, and beyond, still being triggered by the same block until we can face it and let it go.
You know, I love that. With my own experience, I come from a very abusive family. And, you know, our relationships is with money, our relationships with everything. But I had went through a program about my relationship with money. And something that came to mind was, whenever I was 3, 4, 5 years old, I was the baby of the family. If my father would come home in a really bad mood, my siblings, all my older siblings, would give me money to go sit on my dad's lap, because then they wouldn't get beat, okay? And I learned that, so I used to have such a difficult time with money because I thought I had to keep giving it all away to stay safe. And once I had that aha moment, it was so much easier for me to say, I don't have to do that anymore. You know, it was like in the past. So once you're aware of something, you can let it go. And that was a huge one, probably one of the hugest aha moments I ever had, because you wouldn't correlate something like that, like with why, you know, why don't you just allow the abundance of money to come in? Because I was always giving it away to stay safe.
Right. You know, and recently I spoke to a client, and his thing was he wasn't even born yet. He was still in his mother's womb, and his parents argued tremendously. And a child, remember, is in that bubble of love, and they're feeling and hearing that intenseness, and that bubble of love gets tinier and tinier and tinier when the mom is constricting in her stomach, going, oh, I hate you, or they're screaming and shouting at each other. And when he came out, then he continued to deal with the parents arguing at a very high velocity. And so now here he is, 40 years old, and his solution to solving an argument is to walk away. And do you understand that that's not solving the solution? It's stopping it at that moment, but when you come back, you're not the solution. The solution hasn't been created, and it's still there. So his strongest block is not being able to solve anything. He simply just walks away. So that's
right.
Where it starts. Yeah.
And obviously you work with that. I mean, I would never, like, take somebody back like that. I know somebody took me back once, and I just absolutely could not hardly handle it because of the crap that happened while my mom was pregnant with me. But it was a huge change for my entire family. I'm actually writing a book right now about my life that will be coming out next year. But because of the dysfunction in it and how far that I have came. So I tell people, regardless where you've came from, believe me, you can make a great life. But with me, if my mom, she just coiled up inside of her and just sort of let my dad take control of everything because of incidents that happened while she was pregnant with me. And I found myself, in my first marriage, doing the same thing. It was like whatever he said went. It was like I didn't have any fight in me. And it took me 20 years to find that fight. I had told somebody whenever I left my ex-husband, I said, I came to the point where I only had two choices, to die or to leave. Those were my choices. There was no other choice because I was starting to heal, and I was starting to discover my own inner goddess and come into myself. And so, you know, anybody that's out there, you know, I would strongly suggest even trying to contact Terry because you work with people with things like this, I take it.
Yeah, you know, I just listened to you say it took you 25 years to figure out and get where you needed to go to move forward. It doesn't have to be that long. You know,
right.
I know it is difficult. Yeah, but it is difficult because you're living that life. It's like watching a cat grow, right? You don't see it go from tiny baby kitty to a full-grown cat because you're in it, you're living it, you see it every day. It's the same thing with your blocks. You're living it, you're in your pattern, you see it every day. So you can't, it's hard to trigger that into your mechanism to say, whoa, that's keeping me from becoming the solution to figure these things out. Or, I realize that when my mom was saying that I needed to get A's, and if I didn't get A's, that I was going to be in trouble, that I'm not smart enough. So really taking the time, if you really can't truly do it yourself, invest in yourself because you love yourself so much. Meaning that if you're not interested or thinking that what I do is frou-frou, then literally go to YouTube and watch coaching videos or, you know, go to a workshop and get more information so that you can help yourself help yourself. Right?
So I'm loving what you're telling us, Terry. So let's talk about, and we're not just talking about significant others. We're talking possibly a relationship at your job, kids, or a friend, or anybody. But when a person is financially beat up, emotionally beat up, physically beat up, mentally beat up, spiritually beat up, I mean, when you're in that, in that hole, for lack of better words, and you can't see past that because all you know is you're getting, quote-unquote, your ass kicked in some form or another, how do you tap into that, to your knowing and or the power? And number two is, how do you even reflect back to time? And believe me, I love your process. I do a very similar process. I call it integration. Integrating what has transpired before, but you know it's very difficult to see it because all you're thinking is I'm getting my butt kicked in by my boss, or I'm getting my butt kicked in by my kids, or I'm getting my butt kicked in by my significant other, or my friend that calls me up every night and hands me a bunch of BS. For whatever reason, you're putting up with it because you can't see past that. And let alone go back into the past and try to figure out where it all started. How do you open yourself up?
So there's a couple of things there, but I'm going to start with that when you're looking at life, you're looking at it through your eyes and seeing that you're believing that that's your reality, when your reality is all within. So you've got your head going 1,000 miles an hour with what you see around you and the negative of what you just listed and the hearing of what they're saying and calling you, when if you just stop, clear your mind, let it go, because you have to understand that when people are reflecting upon you, meaning that they're saying something and saying, oh, you're not X, Y, and Z, or you're doing this and I'm not liking you, you know, that's their feelings and you're triggering them versus they also are triggering you. And now let me take it a step further, is that you're saying, how do you see that? You know, when you feel that moment when you were saying that you have somebody calling you and dumping all their stuff on you, even if it's on the phone or they're meeting you at the house or something, and they say something, the first feeling that you get is this screwdriver turn. Ugh, what? That right there is the trigger. So if you're, here's another example, and you walk into an event and you lay your eyes on someone and you see them and the first thing you say in your head was, I'm not liking them and I don't even know why. That's your trigger. It could be the way they're moving or the way they're standing, because they're reminding you of something, the false belief or the limiting belief that you took in when you were little. So really be mindful of everything and every ounce around you. When you're having a feeling that that screwdriver is turned, take it to that moment and say, you know what, figure out when I had created this when I was little, then you know what, I'm letting it go because it no longer serves me. You know, it's like a contract. You buy a house, right? Let's say you bought this house 20 years ago and you're living in it 20 years and the house is just not serving the purpose that it did when you bought it 20 years ago. Let's say you had 5 kids and you have this really big house and you ended up with the house and you get a divorce and the kids are now all in college or their own parents and the house no longer serves you. You signed a contract to purchase the house, but you're finished with the contract. It no longer serves you. So it's time to get rid of the contract and let it go. Does it really matter if you truly don't want to face it? Because some people say things are too hurtful. Or does it really matter that you don't know what it is? You can't see that burning bush, but you feel it. So rip up the contract and let it go. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I.
Yeah. Yeah.
I left you speechless.
So much of it, even with everything that you're saying, and I was thinking even with divorce, so many women are like, you know, I had a vow to love and honor him, you know, till death do us part, or how could I break my happy home up, or how could I. Number one, it wasn't happy if you're getting a divorce, so you're not breaking up a happy home. But they're always like, you know, how come he didn't honor the marriage vows? And it's the same thing. It's a contract. And we have, for some reason, whenever two people get married, it's like it's supposed to, some people still have that belief, it's set in stone and supposed to be there forever. And a lot of that, I think, comes from religious upbringing, which some people just have such a difficult time with. And they're like, well, I can't be selfish. I have to give to everybody else. You know, I can't be happy. I can't listen to myself. And it's so important to tune in to who you are, because just because it served you yesterday doesn't mean it serves you today. And so much of, besides even asking, I think going a step further, asking yourself, did it ever serve you? Or did you do it because it was somebody else's beliefs? Did you go to college because your parents wanted you to go to college? Did you study to be a doctor because your parents wanted you to be a doctor? Or was it something really inside of you? From whenever we're little, and everybody tells us everything, we get this thing where we want to please other people. And even, and I've heard talked to other people like myself, I was very intuitive whenever it came to other people and other people's needs. And even maybe, you know, somewhat just, I have a knowing. I just know for other people. It took me a long time to realize that I had more of it whenever I tuned into myself and looked at myself intuitively and said, what is it that I want? Does this make me happy? Does this make me sad? Is it serving me? Did it ever serve me? And why am I holding on to it?
Absolutely. Perfect. And that has to do with every relationship, like Al said.
I wanted more, Terry. I wanted more from you.
Oh, it's like, I mean, you just spoke the words right out of my mouth. That's perfect. It's everything. It's right on. Right on. So now, burn that contract, scratch it up and rip it off and allow that the universe or the earth, Mother Earth, just allow it to take it away from you. You know, I was listening to you when you said some of the people, I can't be selfish. So the ones that say that, they're not selfish. They're already living heart-centered. And so when people hear, you know, just love yourself, it means that you're already there and that it's setting those boundaries, like Al was saying about, you know, people dumping in or calling, and it's setting the boundaries to say, I'm not going to take the call after 10 o'clock, or I'm just not going to clean dishes anymore because I'm cooking and doing everything else. So you know what? Love, I love you so much, whoever that is, that partner or friend or family, that it's time that we really need to share everything. And I know that you love me too, because we wouldn't be talking or we wouldn't be part of a relationship. So I know that you want me to be happy as I want to be happy too. You know, we can't read minds. You know, I still am trying. I'm psychic and I'm still trying. But technically, we all can't read minds. And I hear these long-term relationships and the partner, may it be at work, because this happens here at work too, family too. Well, she or he shouldn't have said that because, you know, I'm the sister, I'm the coworker, and they should know that I wouldn't like that. Well, hello? It can't read your mind. Now, we think in our head that it's just common sense that that person shouldn't be, you know, stepping into a project that you already started without even talking to you. But the fact is that unless you speak your truth, which is loving yourself and saying, hey, you know, that hurt me. I'm not saying that it hurt you, but these are my feelings. And then what you said or what you did triggered me into this feeling and it really bothered me. So can we talk about it? Or can we come to a solution together? Because I also know that a lot of family members, I suggested this one woman recently, and this is something that I created with my children, is that, you know, you walk in the room and the room's a mess, you're like, clean up your room, clean up your room, and, you know, and you're, however you're projecting it to them because you want your house to look nice or you want them to step up and feel like they should care about their environment. And then the child says, man, you know, some few little choice words, and, you know, I'm not going to do that because I want to do it when I want to do it. So what I did was between people that are feeling uncomfortable when they're talking to each other because they're being triggered, I have a group weekly meeting, sometimes monthly, depending on what's going on in my household, but we sit at the table and I simply say, this is about creating a safe environment. And they all know how I do it. So my kids, my girls just sit there and I'm like, okay, because I don't have to repeat it, but I say, you know, safe environment. You get to say what you feel without anyone else screaming or shouting or causing you pain, because these are your feelings and emotions. So then I start and I say, whatever happened, what you said hurt me, and this is why it hurt me, and I really feel that you weren't, you know, and then I tell them what I felt that it created within me. And then they'll respond, not responding to that, but then they'll say what they felt, and then at the end, everyone's usually crying because it's very emotional.
And then we all sit there before we get away from the table and say, what is the solution? And I promise that I will do this, may it be. I will ask you once to clean your room, and I'll give you a couple hours. And if you don't, you know that I have to come again. I'm not going to be happy because now I'm having to say it twice. So then they'll tell me, okay, then I will respond and clean my room the first time you ask me. Or I'll do better yet, I'll do it before you ask me, and I'll make a bigger effort. So then we hug and kiss, and we're done. So there's a solution at the end, not just telling us, each other our feelings, but it's really coming to the solution so that we are being more sensitive to each other. Does that make sense?
Yes, Terry, and that's phenomenal stuff. And unfortunately, I'm loving this conversation, but we're about to run out of time here. Do you have any announcements for our audience?
Yes, thank you so much, Al. Oh, I love you guys. You're so awesome. So Power Stream is my live online group energy clearing. It's the first of every month. It's a 90-minute online group clearing. I connect to the collective consciousness of the group and help everyone shift out the deepest, coarse level of what's holding them back to move freely and forward into their life. It's once a month on the first of the month, and they can find it at terrychristine.com/powerstream.
Awesome. Cindy Holbrook, the Compassionate Divorce Coach of CoachingForDivorceWomen.com. And also Terry Christine, a very good friend of mine and I deeply love, and I love you both, actually, ladies. Have you had enough of what you are going through? Contact me and let's rewrite your story from your existing pain to purpose that allows you to have a life you truly desire. My email address is al.dsforlove@gmail.com. And remember, every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, you just heard a bunch of wisdom. It doesn't get better than this. And share it with the world if you listen to the recording. Thank you all for joining us. And remember that everything in our past, present, or future is for our best and highest good. Wherever you are at, have a great day or wonderful evening. Cindy, Terry, you ladies rock. You guys are phenomenal.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us, Terry. And big love to all of our listeners. And have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye-bye for now.